It's wet on Tuesday, the 27th of October in Cork. The road has small puddles. The autumn leaves are sticking together. And there are raindrops on the window, on the windscreen of my car. And I've just dropped my daughter to the first of 4 days pony camp, where she'll be cleaning out horses and having a riding lesson. And she said that she had butterflies this morning because she's going to be riding a horse which she hasn't ridden before, but she's wanted to ride for a long time. This is her big excitement, to ride a horse that is fresh and might turn out to love her, I reckon. Or she may discover that she's also in love with the horse for the rest of the week. This thing about horses is something strange to me. I never had it. Think I rode on a horse bareback once in a field when I was young. I know it feels high when you're up on top of a horse. You're looking down. But I've been on a couple of treks in the last couple of years in which the horse moved at a pace which is a little slower than walking behind a hearse at an Irish funeral. So it's grey. Payne's grey, I think I'd say a good deal of it is. Some of it, only a little of it, is off-white. And some of it is close to black. The evergreen Leylandia stick out like a sore thumb on the landscape where I'm driving. And the last of the yellowish leaves on the beech trees are going to be blown away fairly soon. I have two big reports hanging over me. And I'll be all right when I make a start. It won't take me long to write them. But I was so busy over the weekend doing social media communications about the jazz festival in Cork that I've been procrastinating over these reports. So meat, I'm not really bothered about meat anymore because I don't eat it very often since my daughter became a vegetarian. But processed meat is vexing the radio programs and the newspapers in Ireland, because there isn't any big news. And the tragedy in Afghanistan, the earthquake in Afghanistan, which has killed an awful lot of people in the last few days, doesn't seem to be of much interest to NGOs in Ireland, charities in Ireland. Chocolate hair beauty. Somebody has a hair beauty place called Chocolate on the right hand side. I'm very pleased, terribly pleased. Excited would involve me being much more awake, but I'm terribly pleased that my son is coming this evening. I think I'm picking him up from a train or a bus at about 8 o'clock this evening, and is going to stay overnight. He's coming down from Dublin, where he's appearing in a television series which they're filming. The series is called, oh dear, what is it called? Oh yes, it's called Ripper Street. I think I've watched about half an episode of the previous three series. So I think the first thing is a cup of coffee. then I really do have to open up Google Docs and start mapping out the two reports. Mapping out the two reports will determine what I'm going to put in. And they have to be long, the reports, but a lot of the reports can be what in business here, business culture over here, well, certainly in the UK, I would call sort of padding that should be put in the appendices, if put in at all. But then I'm more used to writing short reports for business on the grounds that people in business haven't got time to read long reports. And I find writing short reports to be quite stretching, in the sense that just about every phrase matters, and if you can take out a phrase, you do. So the ones that are left are mean something, or are meant to mean something. Have I done anything this morning worth recording? I've listened to a piece of music. Well, I didn't listen to it very closely because I was having a shower, but I listened to McColgan in his shower playing a bit of music, I think by Eric Satie, but my memory isn't to be relied upon. I've watched a couple of periscopes live streaming from various places in the world, including California and Paris. Did those things pretty early before I had any commitments. Okay. I want to say cheerio. Oh, one thing that's bugging me. It's bugging me that I haven't participated in the music festival Octaver, apart from listening to plenty of audios by other people. I haven't participated. I haven't made many audios myself. And that I feel sorry about. It's just that there's a limit to what you can do. And I suppose I've been pretty excited about using Periscope. Of course, I could have done my contributions on Periscope now that I think about it, which I never thought of before. And maybe I could have done them, and maybe they would have been quite interesting. Didn't really think of that. Pity. Okay, the cost of unleaded petrol, diesel in Ireland. Well, diesel is not leaded or unleaded. The cost of diesel is 118.9, and the cost of unleaded petrol is 131.9. And as I said, the big issue here today is cancer, meat being carcinogenic. Okay. Just getting gently into the day. Bye-bye for now.